2016 is an exciting year. And I believe that God is going to do great things with His church. Our God is a big God. And God is always doing great things. God is always doing new things. You see, every morning, the world is visited by dew. Why? To refresh, you know, even the herbs, the grass, to face the harshness of the day. 2016, I believe that God has caused the heavens to be opened and God has poured oil, fresh oil, you know, upon us. And as I'm speaking to you, I want you to understand that whatever we're able to do is not by our own strength, but it comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Zechariah chapter 4, I want us to turn to it. In Zechariah chapter 4, God was speaking to a people who were broken. They'd been in captivity for 70 good years. Maybe the year 2015 wasn't so good for you. And you're thinking, how am I going to make it in the year 2016? I want you to understand first and foremost that God is a good God. His mercies can never be exhausted. His goodness abounds, you know, daily. And if we turn to Him, the Lord will help us no matter how bad things have been for you in the past year. God is a good God. And so in Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, He said, "Then He answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel." Now, if you're quite acquainted or well acquainted with the scriptures, Zechariah is a prophet that God, who came with the exiles from Babylon. And the prophets and the priests were building together. And they had lost so much, as I said earlier, 70 years have lost their identity. Most of them lost their language, lost their strength, and really didn't know what, you know, would come out, you know, of them, having been through so much hardship. But when they laid the foundation of the house, they were weeping, they were in tears, they were wondering, you know, they were comparing what they did, what, you know, the temple that Solomon built to their present, you know, situation. Everything had been reduced to rubble and they had to start all over again. And God had to give them a message of encouragement to tell them that, listen, you can do it again with me on your side. 2015 may not have been so good, but God's word to us, word of encouragement is this, that you can start again, you can do it again. And so He says to them, He answered and spake unto me, saying, "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord." So God was assuring them, you can do this thing, but it's not going to be by your power. It's not going to be by your wisdom. It's not going to be by your ingenuity, your plans, your ideas, your know-how. No, the secret to success for the body of Christ, for a child of God, is embedded in the Holy Spirit. You remember that when Jesus was leaving His disciples, He said, "It's expedient for you that I go away, because if I do not go, the Holy Spirit would not come. But when the Holy Spirit is come, you know, He will lead you into all truth. He will teach you things. He will show you things. He will receive from the Father that which belongs to me and show it to you." Again, in Acts chapter 1, what did He say about the Holy Spirit? He said, "When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come, and then you'll be enabled to become witnesses for me." He said, "What? It's the Spirit that quickeneth." Yes, the flesh can't do anything. You can't do anything in your strength. It's only the Spirit of God that can quicken you to be able to achieve that which you know God has placed within your spirit. It is all possible because of the Holy Spirit. The reason why there's agitation in our spirit is that many times we know that God has given us something. You know there's a form of some greatness within you. There's a vision you want to accomplish, but then you've tried in your own strength and you can't do it. God's word to you today and God's word to us today is that, listen, it's not by your might, it's not by your power, but the secret to breakthrough, the secret to seeing the vision that you have in your spirit being fulfilled is by the Spirit of God. I want to draw your attention to this story in the book of Judges. When they came out of their years of wandering in the wilderness, the children of Joseph, they recognized that there was a form of greatness within them, yet they've been limited or confined to just one portion. And then the children of Joseph went to Joshua and said, "Joshua, look at us. We're a great people. You see, there's a vision in your heart. It's God who put that vision there. There's a desire in your heart to do something great for God or to do something great in life. It's God who put that there. God expresses himself through us. He puts his abilities, his talent, his giftings into us so that we can fully express him. And when we are rightly connected with God, by having God as our foundation, then we can do it. It will bring glory to God and our lives will be blessed and humanity will be blessed. The Bible says that where there is no vision, the people perish. So there's always, you know, that desire in our heart to do something, but we need, you know, to be directed. We need to be steered. We need to be channeled. And the Holy Spirit is the one who can help us do that. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Joshua. In Joshua chapter 17, there's a story there that is remarkable and it resonates as we look through the scriptures. Many people, you know, came to this point in their lives and they felt that, no, there's more to life, or there's more in us than we're really, you know, bringing out. We look within ourselves and there's some greatness, but then many times we feel limited. And you know what? It's God who puts that desire there. So let's read from verse 14. It says, "And the children of Joseph speak unto Joshua, saying, what have you given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing I'm a great people?" You know, they were great, number one, because two tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh. So they were great people. But then they were classified as one, and so were given one portion. And they said to themselves, no, there's no way we can, you know, we can accept one portion. We are too great. And as I'm speaking, I believe that you're there and you know deep down within your spirit, there is so much God has put within you and there's so much you want to give, but you feel restricted, you feel limited, you feel bound. And this the same way the children of Joseph felt, and they went to Joshua and said, Joshua, no, it can't be right. That there's something in you, and as you're listening to me, there's this agitation. 2016, don't sit down knowing that God has put something great within you. Rise up to the greatness of God within you. Pray to God and say, God, I know you've put something great within me. It's hard for me to express it. Father, I need your help. And just like we read earlier, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit who is able to help you. You know, release that virtue that God has put within you. As you learn to pray in the Spirit, as you learn to tap into the Holy Ghost and pray in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost begins to show you, you know, ways by which you can release that grace that is within you, or connect you to, you know, to the right people. When Saul met when Saul was anointed by Samuel, Samuel told him, as you go, you'll meet these people. You'll come into a company of prophets. There are people that God has positioned who can help you, but it's through prayer and engagement with the Holy Spirit that we can release or connect with the vision and the dreams that God has within us. Those dreams do not have to die. You don't have to settle, you know, for that one tribe. You don't have to settle for less. You don't have to be mediocre. When you know deep down within you, God has given you, you know, giftings and abilities that you know will be of benefit, not just to your life, but to mankind, that God will be glorified. So the children of Joseph got up, went to Joshua, and they said, Joshua, we would not settle for less. There's something great within us, and we believe that we need more than just one portion. And verse 15 says, and listen to what the question said, why have you given us but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing I'm a great people? For as much as the Lord has blessed me, what, hitherto? In other words, they understood their place, their position. Remember when God was blessing Joseph? Listen to the prophecy of Joseph that came, you know, in Genesis chapter 49. It said Joseph is a fruitful bowl. And so that greatness was in Joseph, and that greatness was inherited by his seed. And his seed felt they were being restricted. No, we are too great to be restricted. The Holy Ghost in us has made us mighty. God in us has made us greater, and he wants to us to achieve great things for him. So we've got to go up. We've got to rise up. We shouldn't settle for mediocre. We shouldn't settle for less, but move in the Holy Spirit and ask the Spirit of God to direct us and to help us release that greatness. And the question, why have you, you know, given us one portion since we are such a blessed people? And listen to Joshua's answer. And Joshua answered them and said, if you are a great people, then get up into the wood. Hallelujah. This is a year of going up. It's a year of ascending. It's a year of stretching. It's a year of reaching out. It's a year of not sitting back, but going up the mount. He said, if you think you're a great people, go up into the woods. Listen, every great thing requires a great deal of effort. You can't expect to see this great thing just come to you. No, you've got to get up. When God promised the lands of the Canaanites, Perizzites, and all of the Ites to the Israelites, you know, God told them to get up and go fight. You see, it is the fact that they had God didn't mean that the enemies were going to vacate the land and Israel was just going to walk comfortably. No, they had to fight. But the thing is, when they got up with them and God fought for them. So don't sit back. You got to get up in the year 2016. Get up. Know what God has put within you. Respond to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Respond to the goodness of God, the giftings of God. Thank God for it. Get your foundation right and move forward and say, God, I'm not going to settle for less. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to go up. Joshua said, if you're a great people, go up the mountain. The strength or what shows that you're a great person is that what? You can rise up to any challenge that the enemy brings against you. You can rise up to any challenge that is ahead of you. A great person, great people don't just become great. They must accomplish something in their lives. They must rise up to a challenge for that greatness that is within them or to be made manifest. So if you're a great person, God says, don't sit back. Maybe you sat back in the year 2015, but God says that, listen, through me, you can do all things. Rise up and get up into the wood. And guess who is going before you? The Lord is the one who is going before you. Listen, when we express greatness on earth, guess who is glorified? God is the one who receives the glory. And so if we sit back, right, the glory of God, therefore, doesn't go forward, doesn't go forth. He doesn't get glorified. We don't get blessed. But when we get up, you know what? We get blessed. You know, again, as I'm saying this to you, I'm reminded of the story in the book of Kings, 2 Kings chapter 7. We know of this lepers, yes, who had sat, you know, outside the camp of Israel because they were not allowed to come in. Leprosy was a form of sickness in the Old Testament. The spiritual implication for anyone who is a leper is that you are a sinner. And sinners are not allowed into Israel because Israel is a camp of God. Israel is the territory of God. And so the lepers had to stay outside the camp. But you know what? Israel was at that time was besieged by the Syrians. No one could go in. No one could come out. It got to a point where people were eating their own children. They were, you know, the dove dung became a delicacy. And, you know, things were bad. So much so that these lepers, you know, were outside. They couldn't go in. They were out there. Things were so bad that, as I said earlier, people were eating their own children. Can you imagine that? These lepers were out there and were thinking, you know, if we sit out here, we'll die. We're not accepted in a camp. And here we are outside the camp and we're dying of famine. What do? Listen, we will not settle for less. We're going to get up. We're lepers. Even though we're lepers, we're going to get up and move into the camp of the Syrians. If they, you know, they, who knows, they might show us mercy. Or if we perish, we perish in that sense. But they did something. They got up. Because they knew there was a motivation. There's something came into their spirit. If we sit here, we will die. Child of God, if you sit where you're sitting, you will die, knowing there's greatness in you. And not only that, knowing that the Holy Spirit is here, our helper, to help us to excel or to reach the heights that God has destined for us to reach. If you sit here, you will die. Get up. Maybe you sat in the year 2015. You didn't see much happen. You sat because of fear. You sat because of discouragement. You sat because you had no hope. You sat because no one would help you. God is your helper. Rise up in the year 2016. Do what these people did. They said, if we sit here, we will die. They got up. And you know what? The Bible says when they got up, God turned their footsteps. And they sounded like what? An army. And the adversaries of Israel were fled. God used lepers, right, to turn the destiny of a nation that was dying of famine, where they were eating their own children. God turned their destiny because these men refused to settle for less. Even though they were lepers, how much more you, a child of God, who knows that God has so much, you know, graced your life with the presence of the Holy Spirit. You have been accepted into the beloved. You are a child of God. God has accepted you through Christ Jesus. And God has given you something to manifest him on earth. Don't sit back. It's a time for you to rise up. The people did it. Joshua challenged them and said, if you are great people, get up into the wood country and cut down for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim be too narrow for thee. You see, they were saying they were great people, and Joshua was saying, you think you're great? If you're great, go out there, take on the giants. Listen, we are giant killers. You know why? Like David. David looked at Goliath and said, he's too big for me to miss. He knew that he could overcome this Philistine. You are a giant killer. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. All you need is a bit of encouragement for you to get up. That idea that God has put within your spirit, do something with that idea. Don't sit back and say, well, you know, I don't think people have achieved this and done. No, no, no. Do you know that what God has given you, God has got, you know, an audience, God has got people for that thing which you're despising? Get up. The Bible says we must not despise the day of small beginnings. Get up and do something with what God has given you. Joshua challenged them. You think you're great? If you're great, go up. There are giants there, but you know what? God will help you to take the giants down. And the children of Joseph said, the hill is not enough for us. They were still moaning about their insufficiencies. They were moaning about their problems. They're moaning about what they cannot do. You know, many times that's how we are. We talk about our mistakes. We talk about our flaws more than what God can do. You know, they looked at themselves, the hill is not enough for us. We live in a very restricted place. And as I'm saying this also, it reminds me again of a story in 2 Kings chapter 6, where the sons of the prophets were living in a quarter that was too small. And the prophet of God was in their midst. The prophet, look at us. What we're living is restricted. Some of us, God wants us to enlarge, you know, our tents. He wants us to stretch, you know, lengthen our cords. He wants us to strengthen our stakes. He wants us to enlarge our territory. Remember the prayer of Jabez. Jabez in the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, the Bible talks about the chronology of the fathers of Israel, those who mattered. And when they got to Jabez's story, I believe that the Holy Spirit allowed that to be inserted because, you know, it kind of broke the flow of the genealogy of the fathers of Israel. But God wanted us to learn something. You see, God doesn't want a man's name to be done away with. But it looks as if Jabez's father did not make it in life. And as a result, he left a wife with children who had no future. They were broken. And here, the writer inserted the story of Jabez. He said, Jabez prayed. He called upon the God of Israel. He said, oh God, that thou will bless me indeed. He refused to settle for less. He knew he had a part in the genealogy. He knew his name had to be inserted. He knew there was greatness in him. He wasn't going to allow his present situation. The name Jabez meant I was born in sorrow, which means that his circumstance was what? He was surrounded by sorrowful events. And he wasn't going to settle for that. No, my destiny can change. I can go up. I can rise up. You know, my father didn't make it. That doesn't mean I should settle for less. I've got to rise up. And he called upon who? The God of Israel. That is the key. The Holy Spirit. Calling upon God, knowing that there is somebody who can help you. You see, the arm of flesh will fail you. But if you can rely upon the Lord, make God number one. Make God your foundation. Make God, you know, your focus. Prioritize. Make sure that you're going to walk right with God and depend on the Lord. The Lord is going to make a way for you. That you will bless me indeed. That it will be well with me. That it will not grieve me. Yes, that your hand will be with me. And the Bible says, and the Lord answered him. The Lord heard his prayer and answered him. His genealogy changed. In fact, when you read verse 9, he says it began by saying Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, which means that what? His destiny was changed. He didn't sit back. He rose up. He didn't settle for less. 2016, don't settle for less. Rise up. You say you're a great person, you're being challenged today. Rise up. There are giants in the land, but the Lord goes before you and he levels the mountain. You remember what he said to Zerubbabel? He said, after he said, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Do you know what he said? He said to him, who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. So there are giants in the land. Yeah, God is saying to you, yes, Every good thing. You think the enemy is going to lie low? He knows you are blessed. He knows you are anointed. He knows you have vision. You know, he knows you are a man or a woman on a mission. He has to, you know, to put an obstruction in your way so you give up. But 2016, rebel against every counsel of hell and take the word of God on board and say, I'm going to go up the mount. I'm going to cut down some wood. I'm going to face the giant, but not in my own strength. I'm going to face the giant in the strength of the Lord. And they came to this point. The children of Joseph, that the hill is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron. Oh, again, excuses coming. They have chariots of iron. Once upon a time they are giants, now they have chariots of iron. Both they who are of Beth Shan and her towns, and they are of the valley of Jezreel. The enemy is sitting on your blessing, but you got to rise up. When you rise up, God will rise up with you like he did with the lepers. And God will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Don't count your disadvantages. Count your advantages. See what God can do with you. With God, you know, on your spirit or on your mind, it will overwhelm that problem that you have. If you focus more on the problems will become bigger than your God. But if you can focus on God, God will become bigger than your problems. You won't see them. That is the secret to David's success. He knew that his God was so big that this giant was nothing. Verse 17 says, and Joshua, you know, Joshua being a father, felt sensed their apprehension, their fear, their concerns. And a spirit of encouragement came in. And that's why we also want to encourage you 2016. We're here to tell you, you can make it. Woman of God, you can make it. Man of God, you can make it. Child of God, you can make it. Rise up. And Joshua spoke unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, you are a great people. I'm here to tell you there's greatness in you. I'm here to tell you that your vision is good, is God-given. I'm here to tell you that 2016, by the grace of God, you will accomplish great things. And your name will also be amongst those who are mentioned as great men and women of God. Don't sit back. So he said, you are a great people and you have great power. I'm here to tell you, you have the Holy Spirit on your side. Who can help you? He's more than chariots of iron. He's more than the giants. He's more than money. He's more than wisdom. He is the power of God. And with the Holy Spirit on your side, you can achieve great things. Thou shalt not have one lot. Don't settle for less. Don't be mediocre. Rise up. There is greatness in you. It says, but the mountain shall be yours. And I'm here to tell you that that mountain shall be yours. That thing that you think is so far away, far, far. I don't think I can attain to this height. No, God says that mountain shall be yours. All he's asking for you to do is to rise up. Go up the mount. Seek the face of the Lord. Have a good foundation with the Lord. Live right with God. Have faith in the power of God, the Holy Spirit. Know that he's with you, because it's never by might, never by power, but by the Spirit. Plug into the Holy Spirit. If you don't know how to pray in tongues, you know, go to your pastor or your ministry and ask the elders to lay hands on you, that the Holy Spirit will break out of you. And then you begin to pray in this prayer language. As you pray in tongues, your spirit man is enlarged. You become big on the inside. Now you begin to dream. You begin to see, because the Holy Spirit now is working mightily in you. So rise up. The mountain shall be yours, for it is wood. Oh, hallelujah. And thou shalt cut it down. The Lord will be your strength. It's only wood, and you will cut it down. This is not too hard for the Lord. God has done great things for people. He has raised the dead. Yes, he took David from following the sheep coat and set him amongst princes and made him the prince, not any other prince, but the prince of his people, the king of his people. Oh, maybe you're thinking you're sitting in a dunghill now. Oh, he did it for David when David was sitting in a dunghill looking after the sheep and he became his king. God can change your destiny. 2016, don't settle for less. Rise up and let God do something new in your life. Rise up and see God go before you and level the mountains and give you that which he has destined from the foundation of the world. He said to Jeremiah, before I formed you, I knew you and I ordained you a prophet. Before you and I arrive on planet Earth, God has already destined a package for us. And every gift is a good from God is a good gift. Don't let the enemy steal your blessing. Rise up in God. Rise up spiritually. Rise up in your dreams and in visions. Rise up from the place of mediocrity and see God do great things with you in the year 2016. May the Lord richly bless you. Hallelujah. '16 is a year for you to grow up, child of God. And you can only go up when you make God number one and you make him your foundation and you stay in the word of God. And my challenge to you is that there are greater things yet to be done in the city of our God. As we look around us, many are lost. They haven't heard the good news of the kingdom. And we have this treasure of God's word, you know, in us. Rise up in God. And God, let God use you to be a light that is shining in this dark world, to make a difference in your generation. I've written a book, and the title of the book is The King's Daughter. It's an exposition of Psalm 45. For me, when I read that psalm, I see something incredible there. It's about the ministry of women. I see women in God's end time agenda of soul winning and how these women are standing by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the psalmist who wrote this psalm, that's David, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, inspires the women or challenges the women to rise to that place of spiritual excellence in God. Learn about God. Prepare themselves for God. Be a people of vision, a people of focus. Women who understand the plan of God and are willing to give their heart, their lives, they allow the Lord to mold their nature, their character, so that they will come out as gold in the presence of the Lord and attract many people who do not know Christ unto him. It's a good book. I believe it will bless your heart. It's very simple and very easy to read. Straight to the point, the Lord wants to beautify his daughters so that we can serve him in the way that he wants us to serve him. The King's Daughter is a must for each and every woman aspiring to be used by God. So why don't you visit our website or call the number on the screen and then you can order a copy. And I believe that the Lord will use this book to revive your spirit man, your inner man, that you can be a vessel that God can use in this end time of reaping the harvest of lost souls into the kingdom of God. May the Lord richly bless you. Don't settle for less. Greater things are yet to be done in the city of our God in the year 2016. God,
there is nothing like your love, no exchange for all you gave. There is nothing like your love, no exchange for all.